This is Scott Becker with the Becker Women's Leadership Podcast, a part of the Scott Becker Business Podcast Series. Thrilled today to talk to Shelly Kleinman. Shelly Kleinman's got a unique perspective on self-care, spiritual care, molding together emotional and physical care. Shelly, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi. Shelly Sevelo Kleinman. My company is Erasor. I'm a physical therapist with really a background in psychology, and I've been treating people from teens to over 100 years old for the last 32 years, really trying to teach people how to care for themselves.
And tell us a little bit about your journey to where you're at now, and the movement toward from you taking care of people to the perspective on self-care and how important self-care is. Tell us a little bit about your career journey and how you got to that perspective.
Sure. As a young child, I was fascinated with the body, and, you know, as a little child thinking, oh, I'll just become a doctor. Well, I quickly realized I didn't really want to go that route. I needed to find something else. And I was introduced to the field of physical therapy, but in a way, I really had started on that journey even before I went to PT school, just having my own injuries. And I think that's really what I think of is, yes, I was trained in school, but I've really been caring for my own body for almost 58 years. So I've seen the body through many stages. And having worked now with, I worked in a hospital right out of school. I've done, again, all ages, neurologic ailments, orthopedic ailments, women's health ailments. But overall, I've always been fascinated by the healing power of touch and the body's ability to heal itself. So as I've treated patients, I've also been treating myself through these years. So a lot of what I do is really educate people on their own self-care. But again, through this whole time, I've been the one and only, you know, the one patient I've been with the longest. So what I've done is really compiled a sort of manual, you know, where we're given this body, it's supposed to last for our lives, and we're not given a manual. We have a manual for our car, for everything in our home, but our own body, we frequently really don't know how to treat.
Take a moment and stop and tell us what this manual looks like. Is it online? Is it a physical manual? How would somebody get this manual? How do they get this manual so they understand, here's what you ought to do with your own body? We know what to do with our car, but we don't know what to do with our body. Where do you get this manual?
Right. So I'm in the process of creating some videos. I've actually created a mnemonic because for me, I learn best by simplifying, by, you know, I love the keep it simple, sweetheart. Idea that you just simplify everything because the human body is so complex. So I've created literally, I can say it right here because it really is only, you can only go so far without further instruction, but.
Yeah, no. So simple. You've got myself and our producer on the phone, on the podcast, and phone mm-hmm. podcast. Neither of us, each of us are not complex, and both of us, both Jeremy and I, are far better off with simple. So the simpler, the better. Tell us some of the mnemonics. Give us some of the sense of simplicity. No one better at simple than Jeremy and I.
Sure. Okay. So just start 1, 2, 3, 4. One is our body, which is a whole, a machine, right? One system. So think of that system as everything is connected. If you say, well, my back didn't start hurting me until I tripped and broke my toe, believe it, because there are those connections. And so you always have to see it as one complex, one machine. But on the other hand, we're two bodies. We're our left body and our right body. What happens on your left doesn't automatically happen on your right. And so you want both bodies to be as similar as possible. So you always need to think about comparing the two sides and recognizing that you should be using both sides, like the one body, compare it to a car, right? If you, you wouldn't want to turn your car to the right all the time, or the idea of rotating the tires on your car so that you use everything equally. So we need to really think about our two bodies and use them equally, because one will wear out much faster. And the other one, having not really done as much work, is going to be weaker. So the more they can be the same, the better. The three is we really need to pay attention to our spine, because that's what, you know, our brain, yes, is in our head, but that spine, those nerves coming off of the spine, work our arms and legs. And we certainly want those to continue to propel us in our life. So though that spine has three curves. Our neck and our low back are concave. And our mid back is convex. So when you think of the three curves, there should be those curves at all times. So if you're slouching, right, you've lost your low back curve. It's not concave. It's not going in. So you really need to be thinking. Yeah, go ahead.
So far I've got one system, two sides of the body, the spine, three curves of the spine. So I've got three so far.
And you've got
give us number four.
Four directions. Think of an asterisk, up and down, across, and then two diagonals, right? From the right, going down to the left, from the left, going down to the right, an asterisk. Our bodies can move in just about all directions, but we tend to be sitting in our desk, driving in our car, right? Walking straight, and we tend to really be in that one direction. We have this pattern of movement. We move that way all the time. Again, just like one side will wear out, if you're always crossing your the same patch of grass to get to your neighbor's house, that patch is going to wear out. So you want to move your body in all the directions that it's capable of all the time so that you wear it out more evenly.
Take us through now. What do you view as your top three priorities the next 6 months? What does Shelley Kleinman need to do to make this go?
Well, I will say very honestly that I need to not only get those videos completed, but really get it out there. And so I am going to be working more on my marketing. I myself had been injured in the last 2 years, so I kind of was delayed. I kind of had quite a delay, which only made me even better at healing and understanding the process. But the next 6 months is getting, I want to reach groups. This is all about reaching as many people at once as I possibly can rather than one-on-one. So I am utilizing the internet already. I've done some presentations, but I want to find those groups, whether it be specific occupations, because there's occupational hazards for every group out there. I want to find the groups where I can give my presentations online, on video, because a lot of what I also teach is how a person can treat themselves or each other. So the other aspect of reaching groups is couples. So I can work with couples. I'd like to reach out more to, whether it be marriage counselors, sexual disorder therapists, and really work with people on learning how to be comfortable in their own bodies and treat their own bodies and each other. So, and then I guess I would say the third is I want to travel. I'd love to travel and include that, finding groups. I know the retreats right now are far and few in between, but any kind of health retreats, I'd be more than happy to be a part of. So that's what I'm looking at.
Well, congratulations. I love your thing. I love what you're trying to do. I mean, and just a magnificent concept of trying to help people better with their own self-care, trying to simplify their own body and how they look at things. I certainly, many people could relate to the fact of they don't lift as hard on one side as the other. They go in different directions and so forth, and so helpful. Shelly, how do people learn more about you and what you're trying to do? Where do they reach you?
Well, you can reach me through my website. It's www.erasor, E-R-A-S-O-R, erase your pain kind of idea, .com. Erasorinc.com. I apologize. My email is skleinman, K-L-E-I-N-M-A-N, at erasorinc.com. I am on Facebook as well. There's a video posted on breathing, which we understand between anxiety that so many people are experiencing, increased anxiety during this pandemic, and also if they've had COVID, the effect it's had on their lungs and their breathing. So they can watch my 30-minute video on how to become a better breather.
Fantastic. Yeah, so. We can all use that. They so many studies that show better breathing is so important to physical and spiritual and mental health. So fantastic. Yeah. Shelly, we applaud what you're trying to do. We're thrilled to give you a chance to discuss some of our audience and give you some voice on it. We appreciate you joining us so much at the Becker Group Women's Leadership Podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.